good morning once again, beautiful ones. You know, everything works together for the good. In that song, Weave, it's a song talking about all of us coming together as one instrument in love. And I love that thought because our theme this year is centered in love. We embrace our oneness. We are one with one another. So a good steward, that's what we want to be, isn't it? Traditionally, when we think of one being called a steward, we think of one in charge of maybe the land or the household. But when you really take time to think about it, we are all stewards on this earth plane, aren't we? We were talking a little bit earlier about people littering the highways and things. We are all good stewards, and none of us would do anything like that, would we? Because we know that our earth is alive and well, and it deserves to retain its beauty. And it does that by us not littering, so that the flowers and the plants and all things can interact as they were made to interact. Being a good steward goes far beyond the material. To be a good steward, one of the things we need to do is to serve and care for one another. Not just us here in this room. It goes way beyond that. It goes out into the ethers. We have spent the year getting a clear understanding, haven't we, of what it means to serve one another, to take care of one another. One of the greatest achievements we can do for all of humanity is to use our God-given resources to serve and care for one another. I want to be a good steward. Anybody else? I want to use this life I have been given in this form. I want to use it wisely. And I want to use it to reach out because we are one in one another. And I want to connect with you. I want you to see me and I see you. I want our hearts to beat as one in love for one another. As we give of ourselves, guess what? We receive richly. It doesn't come back void. As you give, you receive. In us is an innate desire to give to one another the best of ourselves. I like Harold Sherman. He wrote a book or a pamphlet, How to Use the Power of Prayer. And in it he wrote, we can best serve others by setting an example of right thought and right conduct. In other words, you are the example. You don't even have to use words. When you go out, if you express kindness, a smile, or do a deed, a good deed for someone, you are setting the best example of serving. Through the Christ in us, we actually become vessels of beautiful influence and effect. I like that thought. You know, nothing is more gratifying than someone lets you know you have been a vessel through which they have received a blessing. Even if all you did was give a kind word, if all you did was, hey, we can hug now sometimes. If you just gave that hug or that voice of encouragement, then you have been the vessel through which God touches another. You know, we are God's hands on this earth plane. We are God in visibility. We are the expressions of God. And as I always say, what kind of expression do you want to be? I want to be the best that I can be, working with the tools that I have. You know, we all have things that, well, we could kind of tighten up a little bit. But I want to be the best that I can be working with the tools that I have in me. That's being a good steward, having that impact on others, sharing your authentic self, your Christ spirit. That's the highest expression of divine love that we can be. You know, this month we've been focusing on love. If you want to be that highest expression of divine love, do a good deed. So how we go about this is very important, because I have said it a time or two, oh, I have to go and take so-and-so somewhere. I don't have to, do I? So I've learned to change my terminology around to, instead of saying I have to do something, I get to do it. I get to come in and to stand before you. We hear a lot, I have to go do this, I have to go do that. Mother Teresa said, we can do no great things, only small things with great love. If you think about every act or everything that you do, all the things that you perform in this human body as being an act of love, it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference. If you find yourself sitting thinking, or, you know, thinking, well, I don't really feel like going, then think about it as a labor of love. Think about it as you being the vessel through which someone is going to be blessed. When we begin to understand our common humanness among us, our interconnection to others, then we begin to know that the true act of service, no matter how small, is never wasted. I am you and you are me. What I do to you, I do to myself. It's a give and a receive. It goes around in a circle. It comes right back to you. What a blessing. I love Myrtle Fillmore comment, the co-founder of the Unity Movement. Myrtle understood that any healing experience had to include service to others, offering your gifts. Do you know you have gifts to give? You have gifts to use. Your gifts can help serve. Search your hearts and minds as you go about your daily lives. What gift can I give this day? Maybe it's just a phone call. Maybe it's just sitting down and visioning someone and sending prayer into whatever they may be doing today. That's a gift. That's a gift. Myrtle says that I have put you in my heart, the warmest place I have, so I may bless you with my heart's love, which is really God's love expressing through me as a channel. Isn't that beautiful? I have put you in my heart, the warmest place I have, so I may bless you with my heart's love, which is really God expressing through me. You know, that's a good example of being a good steward, using wisely what you have been entrusted with. That expression of God. Jim Blake, CEO of Unity, said, when you decide to surrender into service, you discover that the most important things you have to offer are not things at all. It's your time coupled with compassion and kindness that are most essential. When we are present to other people in a dedicated manner, we shift awareness from the me consciousness to a we consciousness. You begin to understand that interconnectedness. That is what we want to be about, not only out in the community, but here. We want to be a beacon, supporting not only one another, but supporting our communities. That's being a good steward. So in today's world, the practice of giving oneself in sacred service is needed, isn't it? When you think about even just the current events of just this past week alone, you know, we need to be able to give love. When we couple it with our inner transformation, our own transformation, our true nature, it creates a powerful ripple in our lives and the lives of. So let's think for a moment. How did Jesus serve? Well, I believe he served by being present, being the example, showing us how to trust the presence within us. God, Spirit, divine energy, whatever the name for that allness within you, that's the power and the presence that's unchanging, that's steadfast, that's always there. So, how do we be good stewards? We develop our God-given talents and increase the flow of them by what? Giving. As we give, we receive. And it's, I like that we're studying Eric Butterworth all over the place now. That In the Flow of Life, if you haven't read it, oh my gosh, that book is just a perfect example of being in that flow and giving and receiving. So how do we increase? Okay, billions of things we can do to increase that flow. One of them is love. express love, live love, be the love that you were created to be. I know sometimes we don't feel loving, do we? And that's the time to get still and come to the realization of who you truly are. You are love. You not only give love, but you are the love that the universe sees. And that's a gift. That's a gift. And another way is to express empathy. Not sympathy, but empathy. Feel in your heart what others are feeling and caring. You know, that's one way to make sure that the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart are acceptable to spirit, is to know that you are one with the universe, and what one experiences, you are on some level experiencing it also. And peace. Be the peace. Be the peace in any situation. Used to be when I was working a job at a corporation, the way I began to deal with meetings after I had gotten involved in Unity and learning these principles, I'd go to a meeting, and before I stepped over the threshold of that office, into that office, I would say to myself, I am the peace. And that's how I'm showing up today, right now, as peace. And you can do that with all the attributes. If it's wisdom that's needed in a particular scenario, I am the wisdom, because all these attributes are in you. And that's being a good steward, using the gifts that you have received. Not only using them, joyfully sharing them with others. So let us think about these things. Let us be in the service to the world. I don't know about you, but I want my actions to bring forth a world that is nurturing, harmonious, and one that lets everyone know you belong, you're cared for, and you are loved. So, if we walk the path of being what we were created to be, in the stillness is where we hear that still small voice say, "Well done, faithful one." And that's what I want resonating in my heart at the end of every day. Well done. So let's connect. Let's prepare for meditation by affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And let's just breathe those words in. Let's take a moment. Take a deep breath and release, and bring yourself into this moment of quietness, right here, right now. this moment where we gather our energies and blend with universal energy, this moment where we be the spiritual beings we were created to be, we plug in to recharge and renew and lift our consciousness to that high frequency, to that frequency where we know no difference. We only know oneness. So we breathe in, and as we release, we settle into that peace that passeth all understanding, that peace which is of spirit, that peace which can never be broken. And we rest, and we trust, and we step over the thresholds of our inner chamber, and immediately we know love because we are love. And we are enfolded in the purest essence of what love is. So we take a moment. We take a moment and we soak up the vibrations. And we sit a moment in the quiet, in that one presence, in that one power, right here, right now, in the quiet. No greater love, no greater experience can we have than loving and serving one another, embracing all in oneness. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful this morning. We're grateful that we are aware of our stewardship, and we gladly step out into this opulent universe you have provided for us and share our gifts. So for this and all things, dear God, we give you thanks. We thank you in the name of the living, loving Christ moving in and throughout all creation. And for this we say, amen. And it is so, and so it is.